Hello? There's some Americans there? Oh, all right. Never mind. I'll write them a letter. A letter to Americans. Dear Americans, well, I was calling to invite you to a party. It seems that a certain country we both live in is celebrating her 200th birthday. But before you RSVP, maybe you ought to know a little more about the birthday girl. America was born on July 4th, 1776. The doctors thought she wouldn't live past her second birthday. Of course, they didn't have the medical technology we have today. Why, do you know today doctors can keep a man's kidneys alive even without his permission? And what about America's kidneys? The mighty Colorado, the majestic Mississippi, the blue Pacific. You know, the Pacific wasn't always blue. America was once a happy place, a place where there was no unhappiness. But then in 1802, something strange happened to change all that. I don't remember what it was, but I do know that when I read about it, it made me sick. And I had to stay in bed for a few days and drink plenty of liquids. Oh, I feel better now. Although I still throw up for no apparent reason. And at night, my feet seem to swell. And when they do, I feel bad until I think of the man who has no shoes. So where has it all led? To hamburgers, French fries, and a malted. To go, my country. Why can't we eat it here? There used to be a time when Mother's Day was a whole week in July. What happened, gals? There used to be a thing called the Liberty Bell. Oh, all right, maybe it's still there. But what about Texas and Brooklyn and Iwo Jima? Are they still there, too? Americans can put a man on the moon. Yet we still forget our trash day. And there once was a man called Ruth. Funny name for a man, Ruth. Today we have golden arches, but our feet still hurt. We play the Star-Spangled Banner at ball games, but still one team always loses. We check into hotels, but hotels won't take our checks. Well, they won't take mine. Angry? You bet I'm angry, mister. For you see, I used to be one hell of a woman. Thanks for listening.
I'm a Canadian, and I think it's just about time that someone spoke up for the Americans. I speak up for the Canadians, but there's a bigger record market in America. The rest of the world is unfair to the Americans. Do you remember the last time a Korean family adopted an American child? Did you ever receive a care package from Pakistan? Did you ever hear the truth broadcast over the voice of Poland? The United States has sent millions of dollars in clothing abroad. And now, while young people are running around naked on their college campuses, has anybody sent them a pair of shorts? Nobody ever helps the Americans. During the San Francisco earthquake, the rest of the world stood by and watch Clark Gable and Jeanette McDonald try to crawl out of the rubble. And how about during the longest day, when John Wayne stormed up the beaches at Normandy? Did anyone come up to him and say, Duke, you're too old for this. Get back in the boat. You talk about Japanese know-how and you'll get cameras. You talk about French know-how and you'll get automobiles. You talk about American know-how and you'll get Japanese cameras, French automobiles. And then there's food. Who else has the Big Mac? The Whopper? The Jumbo Jack? If so, why don't they eat them? Why has no one else ever equaled the American hamburger? And airplanes, who can say, fly me, I'm Connie, and I really move my tail for you. Could any other country pass the Viva paper towel test? Does any other country have little men in boats floating around in their toilets? Who would blame the Americans if they sent Yul Gibbons over to Russia to eat the Kremlin? And me, this Canadian's not going to stop complaining till I get my picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone. Wanna get my picture on the cover.
The New York Stock Exchange took another pounding this morning. General Motors was down 5 points. Standard Oil off 5.25. Procter & Gamble was down 6. The market has been going down more and more, and not one European country has sent even a get-well card. And not one country came to America's aid when many of its professional ball clubs was losing thousands of dollars every day. Well, this is one European who thinks it's time to speak up for the U.S. Come on, let's hear it. Where else but in America can you get the same great hamburger thousands of miles apart from one another? And the same goes for the fries. You know, when you think of England, you think of fish and chips. When you think of Japan, you think of raw fish. When you think of Iceland, you think of cod fish. But when you think of America, you think of hamburgers. And everyone knows hamburger is better than a fish any day, that's for sure. Otherwise, why wouldn't God ever put the fish on land instead of the ocean where it's so hard to get? Christopher Columbus found this country for Spain, but when there was a blackout on your east coast in 1965, did Spain even send over one candle? I answer that question myself. No. And when America was having riots in Grant Park in Chicago in 1968, did your Canadian neighbors send help? No. Those brave Chicago policemen had to beat up all those young people all by themselves. I was there. I saw it. After this thing is all over, you should say nuts to Canada. And why don't you say nuts to Sweden, too? Who do they think they are, telling you not to bomb somebody? If they ever get into a war, America has the right to say, if you're so smart, why isn't there a Swedish flag on the moon? All they ever gave the world, besides complaints, was meatballs. And I'll bet you'll find they was even made from American cows besides. I'm telling you. The only thing the rest of the world ever gave America was the flu. You've had the London flu, you've had the Hong Kong flu. But did America ever give the world the Detroit flu? No. Did you ever give the world the Trenton flu? No. There is no American flu, except Lindbergh. Then after he did, all they did was copy him. And where is Mexico now that Lake Erie is polluted? Where are their pesos now? And finally, when Vietnam had the Civil War, America sent over thousands of men to help. But when the United States had its Civil War, Vietnam didn't even send one single soldier. Don't take my word for it. You can look it up yourself. It lasted 4 years, and they didn't send one soldier to help.
I'd like to dedicate this song to my girlfriend, America Sanchez, but especially to my three dogs, Danny, Marta, and Baby.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious sky, for amber rays of rain. for my eternal majesty. Above the fruited plain, America, oh America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful. Oh, you're so beautiful with your spacious skies and those amber waves of grain. And the purple mountain majesties above that fruited plain. America, oh my America, may God thy gold refine to all success, be nobleness, and every gain. You're not so sweet, but I love, 'cause you're my home, my home, sweet home. Sometimes when I see you clearly, never wanna leave you. No, no. I love.
Hooray for the USA! I'm having a wonderful day. Hey, I'm USA. I'm an American, nothing can stand in my way. I'm USA, I'm an American, I've got something to say. We are a nation of 300 million strong, held together by unity, and we bow only to Lady Liberty. In our ethnic diversity, honor is our symphony. Old glory flies high in our heart. No enemy or foe can ever pull us apart. When there's hunger in the world, we'll be first to open our pantry door. Anywhere there's a flood, we'll be first to give our blood. We don't ask for revenue, we don't need a thank you. We are a people without greed. We're the flowers of freedom's seed. With a passion to be free, our cause is democracy. Red, white, and blue, tried and true. There's nothing we can do. We are Americans. We went to the moon. And Mars isn't very far. Knowledge would know how is our shining star. On the moon, we'll be riding again real soon. On Mars, we'll strum a guitar. Red, white, and blue, tried and true. The world is our avenue. We are Americans. Hooray for the USA. Where the sun shines every day. Where the American dream reigns supreme. foreign kind. Nothing can stand in my way. I'm USA, I'm an American, I've got something to say. On 9/11, our courage was put to a test. What followed was the fury of America at her best. When our eagle's might was in sight, the puny cowards ran with fright. But even without a sound, they can't hide inside a red hole in the ground. Clad in bravery and valor, our soldiers carry on the global war on terror. As the star-spangled banner strikes up the band, united we stand all across our great land. Our colors don't run, our glory has just begun. We are Americans. Hey, I'm USA, I'm an American. Nothing can stand in my way. I'm USA, I'm an American, I've got something to say. Hooray for the USA! I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
All right, at ease, men. At ease. Smoke them if you got them. Corporal KBZ here with you for a special USA birthday edition of the Bit Slap, wherein we celebrate our motherland. This is inspired by a trip my wife and I took this weekend. We went down the old river, down past the Verrazano, down to Sandy Hook, hung out there, and then when we came back, it was dark, and there were fireworks. And we wound up, believe it or not, in the East River, right there by Governor's Island, and there were some really good fireworks by, apparently it was sponsored by Target, and it was part of the Kids' Day at the South Street Seaport, and we wound up like 100 yards from the barge where they were firing these things off, and it was just spectacular. So I got all patriotic, and I know I'm going to get all patriotic on your ass. So, love it or leave it. We started with Kick Butt from Rick Dees and his cast of idiots. Rick, the guy responsible for Disco Duck. I'm sure he got his butt kicked for that a few times. Albert Brooks, A Phone Call to Americans. Gabe Kaplan, that's right, Mr. Cotter himself. The Americans. Father Guido Sarducci from Saturday Night Live, also known as Don Novello, and that was a European, Speaks Up for America. Ruben Guevara, a sidekick of Frank Zappa, that was America the Beautiful, and Hooray for the USA from Nicholas Miglio. So we'll be bringing you some patriotic tunes. This is all to get you ready next week for some non-patriotic tunes. I am not a patriot. And I'll just leave it at that, because it's America's birthday, and I'm going to help you blow out the candles. So everybody sit down, relax, smoke them if you got them, and enjoy, and I will be back.
This is the midst of the disillusionment and heartbreak season, and with a recent outbreak of that suicidal strain of despair up in Boston, well, you'd better keep a close watch on your emotions. So remember the seven danger signals of depression. As a general and lasting feeling of hopelessness, inability to concentrate, loss of self-esteem, fear of rejection, misdirected anger, feelings of guilt, and extreme dependency on others. At the first sign of these symptoms, friends, follow these simple rules. Keep working, drink as much as possible, and take your television's advice. And you know, more TVs recommend an amazing new psychic breakthrough than any other. And that's confidence in the system. Fast, safe, and guaranteed by constant federal control, confidence in the system will keep them in power longer, 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 and tend to come and obscure the miseries of disillusionment and despair. Confidence in the system, an easy-to-swallow propaganda form, a new fast-acting thought control. So have some today.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. You've seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as you rush into the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg, our struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Tetons? You watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore and thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast at the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I have a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
In the Liberty Bell,
Ali,
who really gave that bell a smack,
Ali,
who punched it so hard that the bell did crack, hit it so hard with an awful whack,
Ali, Muhammad Ali, Ali's always getting blamed for things he didn't do, just
Paul Revere,
Ali,
that man midnight ride for a country deer.
Ali.
Who made the ride of Paul Revere? He rode so hard and gave the British fear.
Ali.
In the Boston Bay.
Ali.
Set fire to the ship that was setting in the bay.
Ali.
Destroyed the tea so our country could be free. Dressed up like an Indian, who was he?
Ali.
Then Four big hits and seven licks ago, all before Daddy swung forth upon this sweet, groovy land, a swinging, stomping, jumping, blowing, wailing new nation. Hip to the cool groove of liberty and solid scent with the eighth lick that all the studs, chicks, cats, and kitties, red, white, or blue, is created level in front. In state talk the same, dig what I mean? Now we are hung with a king-size main day civil drag, sounding of whether that nation or any up there nation dig so hipped and so solid scent can stay with it all the way. We's here to dig this chop-beaten session on the site of the voice jazz blown in the entire issue. Getty's mother boy. We have stomped out here to turn on a small soil stash of the before-mentioned hassle site as a finer, sweet, sod pad for those who laid it down and left it there, so that this jumping happy beat might blow forevermore. And we all dig that this is the straightest lick ever heard, but digging it harder from afar, we cannot take no wailing bows. We cannot mellow. We cannot put down the stamp of the Nas on this sweet sod, 'cause the strong non-stop studs, both digging it and dug under it, who hassled here, have mellowed it with such a wild, mad beat that we can hear it, but we can't touch it. Now the wildcats will short dig. You hear what I say? Short dig. Not long stash in their wigs what we is beating our chops around ya. But it can never successfully shade what they vanced here. It is for us the swinging to pick up the dues of these fine studs who cut out here and fly it through to Ennsville. It is hipper for us to be signified to the glorious gig that we can't miss with all these bulging eyes, that from all these A-stamp studs we double our love kick to that righteous ride for which these cats have sounded the last nth bong of the dell of their bell, that we hear want it struck upstate for all to dig, that these departed studs shall not have split in vain, that this nation under the great swinging Nas shall room up a whopper of endless Mardi Gras, and that the big law of you states, by you studs, and for you kiddies, shall not be scratched from the big race. And that's why I'm a Lincoln cat.
In 1844, the Democrats were split. The three nominees for the presidential candidate were Martin Van Buren, a former president and an abolitionist, James Buchanan, a moderate,
chicken dicks will pray forever. Nix, 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 now I need you, now. Nix, 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 now you're ever ever safe. And it's the same as me, you don't deserve the race. Nix, 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 now the country has got. The whole of your own kids and all your master plots. Nix, 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 now you're basically rejected. Being the capital of the world, you ain't no disconnected. Nix, 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 now you've never got a piece. Party with your moons, we'll find us on the beach. Nix, 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 now it has to work deep. Everyone's the middleman, the max who is clean. Nix, 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 now nix is gone for good. And now foreign policy will rule regular. Nix, now more than ever, chicken dicks fight forever. Nix, 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 and now it's now.
Okay, we are back and we're talking, so please listen so I don't have to say this again. Actually, I do want to clear up one thing. I told you before about we were seeing fireworks and stuff. We were on a boat. I should have mentioned that. A friend of ours lives on a boat in Jersey City, so we took his house out for a ride and wound up in the East River by Governor's Island. And I'm really surprised we wound up there. I heard there was a blockade by the Coast Guard and everything, so... thank you for the Coast Guard, and thank you to whoever put on that great show. It was wonderful. But back to business. We've been doing a little bit of patriotism here. We're Monday morning patriots. So it's actually where I'm standing. It's Monday evening, so I'm a little late. We started with Dave Osman, one of the Fireside Theater confidants in the system. John Wayne himself in A Sober Moment, Why I Love Her. Muhammad Ali, Ali's historical theme song. He had a whole album of where he goes and punches out all these historical guys. It's really pretty funny. Francis the Singing Psychic, Lincoln's Ghost, Lord Buckley, the Gettysburg Address, They Might Be Giants, John and John, and James K. Polk. And Ism, Nixon Now, More Than Ever. And I never thought I'd say that, but could be time. I don't know. Let's dust them off. And see what happens. Okay, so back to business here. I'm still trying to get these damn fireworks working. There was a big rainstorm came through and got them a little wet. I think I'm going to have to get my hair dryer out. So we'll see what we can do about that. In the meantime, hang in there. We'll be back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Walter Klondike from Convention Hall, Miami Beach, bringing you the first get-together convention of Republicans and Democrats alike. We have Henry Kissinger and Vice President Agnew standing by on the right side of Convention Hall. Come in, David Stinkley.
Thank you, Walter. Mr. Kissinger, amid this historic moment, with all the pomp and grandeur of the political system of America all around you, tell us, sir, what are your innermost thoughts at this very moment?
Dynamite woman, dynamite woman, dynamite woman, dynamite woman.
Now, Vice President Agnew, what are your thoughts, sir?
Right on.
Mr. Agnew, when you heard the rumors that President Nixon might not select you as his running mate again, what did you say to him?
You never should have promised him. Give it here. Don't hold back now. Give it here. Don't say nothing. Just give it here. Come on.
Mr. Agnew, if you were in Senator McGovern's place, who would you have chosen as a running mate?
Bertha
who?
Bertha Butt.
Who's she, sir?
One of the Butt sisters.
Do you agree, Mr. Kissinger?
Dynamite woman. Dynamite woman. Dynamite woman. Dynamite woman.
Thank you, Henry Kissinger and Vice President Agnew. Back to you, Walter.
Thank you, David. Now, Sidney Bruntley is over on the left side. He has Sergeant Schreiber with him.
Sergeant Schreiber, what did you say to Senator McGovern when he finally asked you to be his running mate?
You just call on me, brother, when you need a hand.
How did you finalize your agreement with Senator McGovern? Oh, shades of excitement. One final question, sir. What kind of offer did Senator McGovern make you?
He made me an offer. I couldn't refuse.
Sidney, forgive me, but our roving reporter, Larry Reasoning, has Martha Mitchell on the microphone. Take it away, Larry Reasoning.
Mrs. Mitchell, would you like to talk to our listeners?
I'll suck it to you, Daddy.
Now that your husband has resigned from politics, how do you feel, ma'am?
I'm the happiest girl.
Mrs. Mitchell, your complaint was that your husband didn't have any time to spend with you. Now that you are alone, ma'am, what do you talk about? Well, I can understand that, Mrs. Mitchell. Now, back to you, Walter.
Sidney Brentley is on the left side of the floor with Mr. and Mrs. Eagleton and Senator McGovern. Take it away, Sidney.
Thank you, Walter. Senator McGovern, how did you feel when you and Senator Eagleton first separated, sir?
Alone again, naturally.
Oh, yes. What did you do then?
Call the doctor, Walter.
And what did your physician advise?
Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning.
Everyone was turning you down, sir. If Sergeant Shriver had also refused, who would you have turned to then?
A horse with no name.
Oh, I love horses. Now, Senator Eagleton, how does one feel in the morning when his world has been shattered, sir?
Well, you wake up in the morning and your hands are shaking and your nerves are all up tight.
Well then, Senator, why didn't you resign immediately?
Am I wrong for trying to hold on to the best thing I ever had?
Yes, and what are your feelings now towards the people who opposed you?
In your face. All the time you want to take your place with backstabbing.
One final question to you, Senator Eagleton. What did you say to the newspaper columnist when you met him face to face?
Liar!
Senator McGovern, what are your feelings on that, sir?
I'm kind of a loser, ever win.
Mrs. Eagleton, would you like to answer him?
Who do you think you are?
Who do you think will vote for Senator McGovern now that your husband is out? Ma'am, do you think you could have done more for your husband during those trying times?
I know it's not my fault. I do.
Thank you very much. Now back to you, Walter.
There's a commotion on the left side of the floor. We've got Senator Kennedy standing with Jane Ronda. Take it away, David Stinkley. Senator Kennedy, people are talking about your political future because of your good looks, your smile, and the sound of your voice. Why?
And the Magnificent.
If you decide to run for president in 76, who will be your campaign manager?
The Candyman.
Miss Ronda, just one question, please. What do you think of President Nixon?
I don't know how to love you.
Thank you, Miss Ronda. Mr. Kissinger, what are you doing all the way over here on this side of the hall?
I'm a woman.
Now that's it from here, Walter. Thank you, David. Thank you, Sidney. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, America. We now return you to your local stations.
Listen to the story of a strange romance.
A story about mules and elephants.
The mule was a queen who ruled quite well.
Till the tragic clang of a wedding bell.
Adieu, adieu. A do 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 do. The bride was sweet, as donkeys go.
But the groom was a scheming Romeo.
People got scared.
Began to squirm.
When the mule hooked up with the pachyderm.
Oh!
Housing cried the people loudly. But Jumbo did himself quite proudly. He moved into the White House fast. When the elephant married the ass. People wondered why the donkey ate her husband like a monkey. The donkey burped when her mate had gas. When the elephant married the ass. Love, 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 what a wonderful thing. Love, love, love made the elephant sing. He loved his wife like he loved the plague,
while he plucked the goose with the golden egg.
The country's gotten high price-itis. The mule's got chronic elephantitis. How did these things come to pass? Well, the elephant married the ass.
Hey, Joe!
Hey, Joe!
I'm
listening.
Do you think the president of this country will ever be Taft?
Hartley.
Bang!
Working folk were making progress till the couple and their Congress cooked up anti-labor hash. When the elephant married the ass. U.S. troops on foreign soil. Are we looking for peace or looking for oil? The country really went to the grass when the elephant married the ass. Oh, love, 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 what a fabulous fate. Love, 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 as an elephant's mate. Picture what we would confront
in a cross between a donkey and an elephant.
Right! Here's the moral to this story. Both our parties are turning Tory, cause the ass won't sue for a divorce. We're gonna saddle us another horse. We'll build our own party, a real party, a people's party now.
An ad in the magazine spoke about the dollar in his pocket that he carried in his old blue jeans. He felt a little sorry for it. It used to be so big and tall. What happened to the big old dollar? He spoke in his southern drawl.
I, the American dollar, tried to do too much. I was born 200 years ago in humble surroundings. During my early years, I was ignored and almost always misunderstood. But as America grew, I grew strong. I became known and was welcomed around the world. I began to mean something. I changed my personality and took on a new face. I decorated myself with silver and gold and traveled the world on missions of peace and prosperity. I visited the hurt and hungry everywhere. After every earthquake, hurricane, tidal wave, I was there helping, always helping. I, the American dollar, tried to do too much. I'm tired now, weak and tired. People who used to adore me now fight over me, pity me, yes, even shun me. I'm a has-been, they say. I learned that when my silver and gold were spent, that my friends went. But for those who think that they will live to see my funeral, let me say this.
I'll come back a bigger dollar for all the world to see. Carry on all of my missions of peace and humanity.
You see, I didn't get my strength from silver and gold. Oh no. Those were just ornaments that I wore for a world that knows no other way to keep score. My strength came from my faith and trust in God. So I'm gonna stay home for a while and rest up. And then you watch. Don't put me down. I'm resting up. And then I'm coming back.
I'll come back a bigger dollar for all the world to see. I'm talking about the dollar. But don't you fret, don't you worry, I'm never gonna go away. I, the American dollar, made in the USA. I'll come back a bigger dollar, I'm never gonna go away. I, the American dollar, made in the USA. I'll come back a bigger dollar.
Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, be it olive, safflower, or crude. For cooking, for cars, take a rocket to the stars for a back rub, romantic rendezvous. In your engine, on your face, or almost any place, a little dab of oil will get you through. Oh,
I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
If you drive a big V8, it's time to celebrate. They're gonna fight a war for you. To keep gas prices cheap, so when you drive or when you sleep, you can do it in an air-conditioned room. For driving is your right, so let's get out there and fight. You can read that in the Constitution.
I go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
Here we go now.
I go anywhere to fight for oil, be it olive, safflower, crude. For cooking, for cars, take a rocket to the stars for a back rub, romantic rendezvous. In your engine, on your face, or almost any place, a little dab of oil will get you through. Oh, I go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue. for oil to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
For a place to attack, why not attack Iraq? They've got coconut and palm oil and crude. They invaded Kuwait, so let's not hesitate. We can blow up a country or two. If it's oil or it's grease, we don't have time for peace. Waging war is what we want to do.
Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue. I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, be it olive, sunflower, crude. For cooking, for cars, take a rocket to the stars, for a back rub, romantic rendezvous. In your engine, on your face, or almost any place, a little dab of oil will get you through. Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil. It's gonna be a great fight, should only take a fortnight to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
Not a bit psychotic, oh no, no, I'm only patriotic. Gloriowski, what a kick. I'm a luna, una, luna, una, lunatic. It's an American moon, if you please. Refer to it now as American cheese. Stars and stripes light up the Milky Way. Hey, Apollo 11 delivered our heavenly right to say the man in the moon is a citizen of the USA. Stand up and pray for your grand old flag, waving on the moon tonight, waving on the moon tonight.
Who's on first? Who's on third?
Who had the very last word?
Made the moon. What comes next?
Put your money on the New York Mets.
World United, all moon.
Yeah.
neurotic, not a bit psychotic.
Oh, no, no!
I'm only patriotic. Gloria, what a kick. I'm a Luna,
Ona,
Luna,
Ona,
lunatic.
It's an American broom, if you please. Refer to it now as American cheese. Stars and stripes light up the Milky Way. Apollo. 4, 5, 6.
Apollo.
7, 8, 9.
Apollo.
10, 11, 12.
Apollo.
13, 14, 15.
Apollo.
16, 17, 18.
Apollo.
19, 69. Stop. Woo. Luna, Luna, la di da.
La di da.
Luna, Luna, la la la.
Hello.
Did you ever stop to think a minute, just a minute or two? There's nothing wrong with this world but the people in it, and that means me and you. The of America is spreading through the land, the youngest nation of them all is stretching out its hand, emerging from those growing pains, a much too rapid growth, we're reaching out, so hear a shout, we'll take if you shook everyone off of this earth and took a good look around, you'd find a perfect work of art, whether looking up or down on the ground. And if you shook everyone off of this earth and had a brand new start, the first job you would have would be putting back its heart. The greening of America is about to take place. The years and tears of learning has widened up its face. The dream that was America will never go to waste. We're not about to use this land just for breathing space. The dreaming of America is sprouting all over the place. A brand new generation is showing up its face. Together we will take a stand, together we will pray to keep our land,
keep our land
green with love.
Get on our way to a new record.
are American. Americans know power belongs in the hands of people.
Just 2 hours ago, Allied Air Forces began an attack on military targets in Iraq and Kuwait. These attacks continue as I speak. Ground forces are not engaged.
I am certain our cause is just,
a gallon of gas.
And I am certain our cause is moral,
loss of life.
And I am certain our cause is right.
Big money, big money, big money.
A new world order.
Hear the president now.
Regrettably, we now believe the only force will make him leave.
Why we're there. And I am certain of how it will end. We need to build a new enduring peace.
Brother, you lie. Wild bombs going off.
Politics
again.
That's the latest on the combat situation from the Gulf.
Politics
again.
Are the demonstrators still there?
Politics
again.
The illumination of a thousand points of light.
I'm still skeptical.
Peace.
It's up to you.
Peace.
It's up to you.
And I repeat this here tonight.
It's up to you.
Peace.
It's up to you.
You may get used to it, but you never get over it. Who knows what's going to be next? You may get used to it, but you never get over it. Do what must be done.
What it is?
Peace. It's up to you.
Peace.
It's up to you.
Peace.
It's up to you.
Peace.
It's up to you.
Hear the president now.
Regrettably, we now believe the only force can leave. Regrettably, we now believe the only force will make him leave.
I don't know.
The protesters are a tiny but vocal minority. The American people overwhelmingly support the President of the United States.
Brother, you lie.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, by all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Peace.
It's up to you.
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 You may get used to it, but you never get over it. Who knows what's going to be next? You may get used to it, but you never get over it. Do what must be done.
What it is?
Peace. It's up to you.
Peace.
It's up to you.
Peace.
It's up to you.
Peace.
It's up to you.
Let me tell you
what it is.
Peace.
It's up to you.
Peace.
It's up to you.
Peace.
It's up to you. It's up to you, and we need it now.
That's a catchy tune. Why don't we build a football game around it? All right.
Let me get my list up here. Okay, here it is. We started that set with The Delegates, featuring D. Clark, a Dickie Goodman production, Convention 72. Following that, Somebody Named Goodson and Vale. Not sure where that came from. I think it probably came off the FMU blog. Don't know who Goodson or Vale is, but that was them. The Lagarde Twins, The American Dollar. I thought they were from Australia. And then Dana Lyons and the Dipsticks. I'd Go Anywhere to Fight for Oil. Beat on Iraq was Creeping Illness. The Lunar Ladies Chorus and the American Moon. There is an American moon in the sky tonight, and we're not going to be happy until it's paying lobby fees. There'll be a lobby in the moon soon. Don't you worry. Cal Anthony, The Greening of America, and Steinsky and Mass Media. It's up to you, and that was the War Mix, if you are keeping score. So that does it for the patriotic edition of the Bit Slap. Next week, we'll be back with some politics stuff. Angry politics. I know a lot of us are not happy about the way things are going, and we all have different people we can blame. It's not all BP's fault. It's certainly not all Obama's fault. It's not my fault. I voted. And so we'll go over some of that next week. A lot of it will be stuff from the past, so we're not going to get into too much controversial present-day stuff unless I can track some down in the 3 or 4 days that we have until then. So I will advise you to please be careful this 4th of July weekend. If you're going to be playing around with fireworks, light the fuse and get away, okay? Do not put them in somebody's hamburger or their beer or their cat or dog or their hair. It is not funny. We've been through that already, and it was determined it was not very funny, okay? So just have a good weekend, and I will see you back here next time at the Bit Slap. Bye!
He has all the tools. He can shake your hand, he can be real plain. He can join the feast of fools. He's the kiddie's pal, he can kiss your gal. Smack dab on the lips. You bad an actor, why not a bard? It won't be hard, just write him in. That's Jimmy Pheromone, and he can win. This
P-H-E-R-O-M-O-N-E.
Wide awake, 12 hours a day, that's more than the last president can say.
You won't see Jim on TV, NBC won't show his face. Running for your life in 88 with no corporate money to waste. We have no check, we hate the pack, and the press are a bunch of geeks. There's no press plane for our campaign, cause the press won't cover freaks.
We don't want your money, we just want your support. So make some posters, hats and buttons and nonsense of that sort.
You've had an actor, why not a bard? It won't be hard, write him in. That's Jimmy Pheromone, and he can win. This
P-H-E-R-O-M-O-N-E.
We'll throw SDI right in the trash and pass out all that extra cash.
He can dance, he can sing, Jimmy can end this nuclear thing. He'll sell your rights to the highest bidder. that Jimmy's such a kidder, you can make him front page news. The media won't. The men they choose on both sides deserve to lose.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're part of that voting minority that actually bothered to cast a ballot in the last five elections, stay home. You've proven that you can't be trusted. However, if you're part of that non-voting majority that can spot a pack of losers a mile away, listen to this. If enough of you write in my name, the world will never be the same.
We don't want your money. We just want your support. So make some posters, hats, and stickers, and nonsense of that sort. You've had an actor? Well, why not a bard? It won't be hard. Just write him in. That's Jimmy Pheromone, and he can win. That's P-H-E-R-O-M-O-N-E.
Drain, I give my word, I won't flip you, the Robert Bird.
Wouldn't it be nice to say I'm president of the USA? I would do things differently. You would too if you were me. Every day from 1 to 3, you could come and chat with me. Or you could watch for free all my meetings on TV. National security won't be cloaked in secrecy when I become your president. I defy comparison to William Henry Harrison, Pearson, Polk, and Taylor too. Do you know what they did to you? I wouldn't be mysterious or take myself too serious. My most important cabinet post I will give to Lincoln's ghost when I become your president. Someone you'd rather see. Maybe it's your dentist or a Seventh-day Adventist. Just beware the good old boys who get to play with all the toys. Once you cross them off your list, I guarantee they won't be missed. We'll turn this mediocrity back into a democracy when I become your president. I won't be a clone of politicians you have known. My hair and teeth are all my own, and you could reach me on the phone. I promise not to be a snob as long as I can have the job. Unless you are a lobbyist or a TV evangelist, I will be your president. I won't start wars for drugs or oil. Our guns will just defend our soil. And I would blow the whistle on the Pentagon's next missile. I don't believe in bombs for peace. I'd never hire Edwin Meese. We'll take their dark sunglasses and give them fake mustaches. You can bet that I will do away with the NSC and the CIA when I become your president. I won't be a clone of politicians you have known. My hair and teeth are all my own, and you could reach me on the phone. I promise not to be a snob as long as I can have the job. And when I'm gone, at least you'll say you live to vote another day. Because I was your president. Because I was your president. Because I was your president.